that. And it just seemed like that was the case this weekend. We almost tried to do too much, and we didn't play with each other very well. And consequently, I mean, I think that's what happened. Our defensemen are trying to do everything, and then they get guys behind them, and you don't take care of your area in your defensive zone or play your game. All of a sudden, you're trying to do everybody's job, and it just gets worse, and I thought that's what happened.
I think your post-game comments, if I watched on the video at MichiganTechHuskies.com, was that we were too aggressive at times on the penalty kill. Was that?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time. When we had three guys in the corner and you got trapped. I mean, you're better off having four guys in front of the net and say, okay, come and try and get to the net. I mean, we got on the wrong side. They beat us one-on-one. And then once that happens, then you're trying to make up for somebody else's mistake. Yeah. And it just was a series of errors.
All right, we'll take a break. 7-3, the final on Friday night. We'll talk about Saturday night's game against Alaska. When we come back, it's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. You still have time to get your question in for Coach. All you need to do is email it to me, and it is DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. Back with more of the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Everything 20 to 50% off at the Dress for Success Business Apparel Sale, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Take 20 to 50% off suits, tuxes, sport and wool coats, winter jackets, slacks, shoes, socks, belts, dress shirts, and ties. Everything is on sale. Tailoring is available, so come on in. Let the Dress for Success shop fit you perfectly. Dress for Success shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Open 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. Public always welcome. Sale ends February 21st.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it, protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joel Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit your Kelly Jepson State Farm office in Houghton. Call 482-1210 or visit the website for more information.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show, live here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Unless, of course, you're listening to this late on Monday night, then it's not live. But you can always catch the Mel Pearson Show on the replay at 6 o'clock Monday nights on 920 AM WMPL. And, of course, anytime after noon on Mondays on the Michigan Tech website, MichiganTechHuskies.com. Well, we go from a tough night on Friday night to a tougher night on Saturday night. 7-3 on Friday night, 7-2 on Saturday night against the Nanooks, and the game was somewhat similar, I guess, in many ways. Did you think overall we played better, Coach, on Saturday night?
You know, overall, that's a good question. I thought we were more prepared to play the game, Dirk, and it's just... You know, when you watch it back and you take the emotion out of the game, I thought we actually did play a little bit better on Saturday. I mean, we were ready to play, and then penalties again, you know, got us in trouble and getting behind. You know, we gave up the first goal again, and like I said, they get some momentum off of that, and now we're playing catch-up.
All right, well, the first goal didn't come until the 9-minute mark, 8:59 to be exact, and it was Colton Beck's first out of two in the first period.
Quinn able to hold it in, over for Kunick, over for Pareko, off of the wall, to the front of the net, tip, loose puck there, Copley back in play, can't get the loose puck, scores! Oh, Copley did everything he could, and they finally able to get it by him. As a mad scramble in front of the Michigan Tech net, finally the puck goes in, it's 1-0 UAF. 9 minutes into the contest.
You were talking about how we weren't taking sticks and guys out instead of whacking at the puck. Was that one of those plays?
That's one of those plays. Yeah. You know, it's just an innocent play. And I thought they had a lot of those innocent plays, but they got the puck to the net and they got people there and they were hungry around the net, and they were hungrier than us. You know, we just didn't do a good job of tying their players up when the puck was in that that goal scoring area. Well, we have to do a better job at that, and usually we have. Like I said, I was just really surprised at how we played in that area this weekend for whatever reason.
So we get the 5-minute major penalty against Malcolm Gould. He's gone for the game, and that gives a team that's already been really strong against us on the power play, 5 minutes of power play time.
Well, the 2-for-2 on the power play from Friday night, and you're trying to stay on the ice because we're having trouble killing the penalty. Now, prior to that, we had a couple real good scoring opportunities. I mean, Alex Patan had two glorious chances, you know, one of your best goal scorers, and their goalie, I give him credit, even though he maybe didn't see the number shots Phoenix did, he made, like we always talk about, a critical save at a critical time in the game to just, you know, keep them ahead, and he did. And then, obviously, the major penalty was, tough. It's late in the period, you know, we're trying to get back in the game, and, you have to be careful anywhere near the boards there, and it's not a vicious hit by any means. I mean, but now it's interesting because their player was lying down prior. I don't know if you remember number six.
Yeah, I remember
Quinn.
You hearing saying that, but I don't remember.
He got
that.
Hit with a shot, so okay. he's lying down like he's hurt already in the slot, and I was hoping that, you know, when you look back on it, you're just hoping you wish they would have made the call, blown the whistle when they got control of the puck, which normally happens. So they don't. Now the puck goes in the corner, so he gets up and he's got to go get it. And Malcolm Gould comes in and just barely, nothing vicious, does no speed, hardly, gives him a little shove. And you have to be careful. Their guy goes down, and he lies down like he's shot again, But consequently, he's back out on the power play. And that's what bothers me is... we have to be careful. I know we're trying to get that out of the game, but if you're not hurt, you have to get up, But I think he was still lying down from the previous time when he got hit with the shot.
Gotcha.
And just a tough call. My beef with the referees is you get the major, and that's part of it, but you kick the player out of the game. And that's what bothers me. I mean, you really have to make sure that it's a good call because you're kicking that young man out of the game, the rest of the game. And especially this time of year, I think you have to be really sure that it's a vicious hit that we have to get out of our game. And I didn't see it that way.
When you're watching Malcolm Gould on the replay, I agree with you. He did not. He tried to go low on the above the waist, it looks like, just to kind of get position on the guy. I guess it could have went either way, but he went down right away to, make sure the guy's okay, almost like to say, I'm sorry, the way you fall.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I guess when I'm backing you up and saying that it wasn't vicious.
No.
He wasn't trying to do it, but it happened.
You have to be careful there. So
yeah,
now, consequently, we put them back on their power play, and they've got a good power play.
And they score.
15 seconds remaining now. Michigan Tech, shorthanded for another 3:43. Kunick across the line with good speed, brings it in, centers the pass, shot and a goal. Kunick with a great effort comes down the left wing and delivers the pass in front for Beck. And I believe that's Beck's second goal of the game with 5.4 seconds remaining in the first period.
And that was a tough one, wasn't it, Kunick?
Well, yeah, it's late in the period. I did not like the goal. I mean... Kunick makes a great pass, but he has to pass it through two of our players. And again, we're not picking up sticks. We're so focused on the puck that we're letting their guys stand around behind us. And that's what happened. It came all the way across the net, and Phoenix really had no chance on that. It was a good, firm pass, and Beck just didn't fool around with it. He made no mistake.
So, Coach, we go into the intermission, and we're down 2-0, still very much in the game. We get outshot 13-6 in that first period. Were there any difference from the feel of the game in that first intermission Saturday night to the 1-1 tie during the intermission on Friday night?
I think so, because obviously Friday night we're tied, you know, and haven't had a real good period, but we're tied. Now, having said that, we talked about after the first period on Saturday, you know, some adversity. We're really facing some adversity, not only being down two goals, but we're going to have to go and kill another 3.5 minutes of a power play before we can even get going.